Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo. We got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, D-Lo. We your number one spot. We your number one spot for some sports, huh? Got the city going crazy when we work, huh? We top two, but we ain't two. We in first, huh? And when you need the real, we is who you search, huh? D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo. We your number one spot.
Hey, 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 your boys on the board. More fire, more fire, more fire. It's D-Lo again.
What's up, baby?
The boys on the board, man. So you know it's lit, man. Let me just, I don't know.
What, oh, don't get it
what's
twisted.
This one? What's
I'm
this
here,
one?
Too.
He's a real brother.
Oh, okay,
he's
okay.
A real brother. You see it?
You see? You see? Oh, I got buttons over game. Here, too.
What you got? What you got?
Okay. Lake Show.
Well, how? How was that survived?
What you mean?
How was that survived?
No, it's live, Hal.
Yeah, we still here.
Okay, Lake Show's like one of those was like, no, we've got copies sent to hundreds of people. You oh, never, yeah. Like, oh, everyone's yeah. Got a copy. Yeah. Don't worry.
Come on, man. I better not hear nobody say that to me on Sunday either. I'm going to be mad. Don't say that. Ooh. On Sunday when you see me at the Golden One Center. It's going to be hot. But it is the October 24th edition of D-Lo and KC. Friday, October 24th edition of D-Lo and KC. My main man, D-Lo, in the building.
I'm in God mode.
Wrong one. My man D-Lo in the building.
The ultimate needle mover in God mode himself.
Yeah, it's your boy KC. Yes, sir.
Acknowledge me.
We are live
from the worst slums of Sacramento
with our guy Jesse Tapia.
Yeah, but whose side is he?
Wrong one.
What are you doing with him?
There we go.
We, this is what happens when you let Kenny sit behind the board, man.
Sometimes
this is
make
what
a left
happens.
Turn when we're supposed to make a right.
What are you guys
turn?
Talking about? What are you talking about?
My mistake. I can make a mistake.
Oh, now we're playing the hits.
That's all right, man. You're doing good.
I said Jesse Tapia, you know, on the boards, and I said,
yeah, but whose side is he on?
It was really like,
it is gone. But caught.
But caught.
What did I do wrong?
JC having the time of his life over there with the buttons in front of him, man. I'm at the house today. No way I could miss the show leading into the Kings home opener tonight against the Utah Jazz. It looks like Domas is going, huh?
Domas is going to play tonight. That's excellent news. Excellent news, man.
Yeah.
Big ups. Domas a warrior, man. Domas a warrior. If he can play, if he's like clear to play, he plays, man. So that's one of the traits of his that I think people kind of overlook from time to time, and that I love about him, man. The guy goes out there and plays every opportunity he has, and he felt good enough to play tonight for this home opener, and it looks like he'll be ready to go.
Yeah, he's legit tough, man. He he's tough. Like, he plays through a lot. Like, he plays through bumps, bruises, black eyes, scrapes, scratches. He plays through, you know, thumb injuries, hand injuries. He plays when he's pretty roughed up. So the fact that the hamstring actually took him out for the season opener is telling to how bad that may have been. But it should be of no surprise that he is back. James was actually, I think it was Tuesday. It might have been Wednesday. But he's like, hey, don't be surprised if Domantas Sabonis tries to give it a go on Friday. He was a full participant in practice yesterday, and clearly I saw that he spoke at shoot-around today, and he's going to get out there. And it's funny because it's like, man, that's great. Domantas Sabonis is back, but it's kind of a trade-off because Nick Clifford is out. Obviously, if you could pick one, you want Domantas Sabonis out there, but you're still, you know, Nick started at the four on Wednesday. So it's like, all right, we got one starter back. We lost the de facto starter in the process. So, you know, Doug is going to have to get back into that bag of tricks and figure out what he's going to do here at the four spot, and, you know, see what they could do against the Utah Jazz that beat the absolute crap out of the Los Angeles Clippers on opening night.
Yeah, the good thing for Doug, I mean, it's not good losing Nick Clifford because he's done some really good things in the preseason and played really well on Wednesday as well, is it's just kind of one adjustment that you got to make. Going in that Wednesday, it was like 4 and 5. Like, how are you going to combat that? You got your five back. You're losing one of your rotational guys with Nick Clifford. But fortunately for you, he played four, but he's more of a swing, more of a guard type guy. You've got guys that you feel can cover for that. Plus, you're getting Isaac Jones back tonight, too. Well, I haven't seen anything official, but I'm assuming you're getting
Isaac Jones. No, I think back. That is official. I think Sean Cunningham reported that Isaac Jones is, in fact, back.
Okay. Who would you – James asked me about who I would start at the four. I said Isaac Jones tonight because of the Nick situation. And Lauri Markkanen, I probably want somebody a little bit more athletic going up against him, somebody that can bother him on the perimeter. I said Nick, but you got Sarge. James said he thinks Eubanks might start at the four in that situation.
So Eubanks was the one I was actually wondering about. Dario, I didn't think was realistic simply because I don't mean to say it's not realistic. He didn't play a lot in the opener. Mm-hmm. So I'm not sure. You know, there's maybe there's something there that Doug isn't necessarily feeling. I wonder if Isaac Jones had been healthy going into the Wednesday game, if he would have, you know, gotten the call to go ahead and be the starter there at number four. Drew Eubanks would be interesting, especially, you know, obviously with the idea that Domantas Sabonis is back and you have Drew Eubanks at the four, Domantas Sabonis at the five, or flip flop him, do it however you want to do. But ultimately, I think it's going to be Isaac Jones starting alongside Domantas Sabonis in that contingent of Zach LaVine, Dennis Schroeder, and DeMar DeRozan.
Yeah, I think that's the way to go. I think he would have started if he was not sick on Wednesday. So, yeah, you get him out there tonight. And like I said, with Lauri Markkanen, a guy that is so dynamic on the offensive end and can score from all three levels, really. I think you need somebody that can move with him if need be. Not that he's some type of speedster, but they run offense through him. They run offensive action for him on that Utah team. You want somebody that can move, that's a little more versatile. I think that's what Isaac Jones brings to the table as opposed to Saric. And even though Eubanks actually has played better than I thought he would being here in Sacramento. He hadn't been like lights out, but he's active. He does some good things out there. Maybe I was thinking the absolute worst about him and the bar was really low, but he's been fine in Sacramento. I haven't been like, you can't play this guy at all. Even with that being said, I don't know if I want him starting, trying to guard a guy like Lauri Markkanen in the home opener.
Did you go back and watch, did you watch the Jazz and the Clippers?
Just the highlight, not the detailed one. Yeah. Just the 10-minute recap.
Yeah, I watched. That's the same thing I did. And I kept meaning to go back to watch the game to kind of see, like, how did this happen? But even in the 10-minute recap, it looked like and shout out Adam Silver, we're watching basketball the way you hoped. It just looked like the Clippers didn't hit shots. Like it's not like there was a Steph Curry performance or a Aaron Gordon or Shea Gilgeous-Alexander performance from the Utah Jazz.
Yeah.
The Clippers shot like 30%, like from the field, not from three. Jeez. They shot like 30% from the field. Like they were bad.
Yeah.
They did not shoot the ball well.
And it doesn't matter what type of talent you have on the roster with the expectations or whatever. You got to make your shots. You know what I mean? Not to put Trent Dilfer on you. I think he got fired as like a high school coach. Oh no, he was at UAB.
At college, yeah.
Yeah, he was at UAB. So, you know, you may hear his analysis coming up soon, but not to go Trent Dilfer on you. But yeah, you can't win if you can't score.
Well, I think if you took the Trent Dilferism there and throw it in a little Kenny Carawayism, one thing that did happen for Utah was their bench played really well. And given what we've seen for the better part, obviously Malik was terrific on Wednesday, but given what we saw for the better part of the preseason, despite the fast start with Malik was the only bench scorer for a while. You know, the rest of the guys wound up going. Keon wound up doing really well. Again, a lot of that is it's jaded. It's not fair because they're so depleted with, you know, in that Wednesday game with Keegan Murray being out and DeMontis Sabonis being out, and you taking two potential key bench guys and putting them in the starting lineup. But you can't, at least based on what we saw from the Utah Jazz on Wednesday, you can't have a bad night from the bench.
Yeah.
They had guys go out there and play pretty well. You had multiple guys. You had one, two, three guys in double digits. Yusuf Nurkic wound up finishing with eight. Like, they had some very, very productive players in their second unit. And if that winds up happening again, I'll try to do the math here real quick. 23, 43, 50. You're at maybe 53, 54 bench points out of their 129. Kings are dead if that happens tonight.
Yeah.
Absolutely dead. Like, that cannot happen tonight.
You got guys like Bryce Sensabaugh, who's really good. I like him as a young player. He can play.
He had 20 the other night.
Yeah, he had 20 on the night. Walter Clayton Jr., young rookie, looking good out there. He had 10 in his debut. So you got guys like that. You got Keontae George, who I don't want to go overboard and say he's a dynamic scorer, but he can score. Like, he can put the ball in the basket if you're not paying attention. And I talked to James about this, and I don't want to make it as if I don't want to make it like everybody's always got a chance no matter who you're playing. Like, the Jazz probably wouldn't beat OKC. But it's the NBA. I say this all the time. These guys can play. I can go on every roster, the Jazz, the Wizards, the Hornets, and I can find three guys that probably will play on winning teams, that will play good minutes on winning teams. And you got to be ready to go. And you talk about the Clippers didn't make shots in that opening game. They probably waltzed in there like, we're playing the Jazz, we're the Clippers. They'll fall. We'll get it together, and it never happened for them. And that's the same thing the Kings got to avoid here tonight. Like, you look at Jazz on the schedule, everybody think, oh, that's a win in the home opener. What we said a couple days, oh, 2-0 or whatever. It's only that if you are coming ready to play. And that's going to be the biggest thing for the bench and the starters. Like, don't look at the schedule and the projection of what you think this team can be, because if you do that, you can have a Markkanen putting up 30-something on your head and Keontae George putting up 25 and Walker Kessler at 22 doing the same thing again. You got to be ready to go.
One thing I really liked from yesterday was and you saw a little bit of this post-game too, but you really saw it in the post-practice comments yesterday. It feels like this team feels like they have a lot of confidence in themselves. Mm. It feels like they have a lot of confidence in what they're trying to accomplish. Now, having confidence and actually being able to execute it are not the same thing. But if, like, I the energy yesterday, I loved. Doug pointed out in his media availability, I loved that they had that energy. And I don't know what that means going into tonight. It doesn't mean you're going to win a game, but the fact that they they're in a, it appears that they're in a really good headspace going into tonight's game after, you know, dropping a 20-point lead, after losing that game the way that they did. I think bodes well. I know Sean Cunningham had a quick video of Russell Westbrook and DeMar DeRozan addressing the team after the loss. I know a couple of those guys are addressing the team yesterday after practice about the loss. And I know a couple of the guys who spoke yesterday were asked about it. Dennis Schroeder being one of them. I think Doug being another. Like that, to me, those are just small little things going into a game that I think could bode well for this basketball team.
Yeah.
And, you know, given all of the stuff that they went through last year, having, you know, those little types of moments, I think are really, really positive. You need them to translate to W's, obviously. But, you know, the game before the game, I guess, I feel like the Sacramento Kings, just based on what we heard yesterday, based on the things that were said yesterday, feel like they're in a really good spot, and that puts me in a positive frame of mind for tonight's game.
I mean,
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer. First 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I can ask you a question and then ask you a follow-up question to that question. Does it seem to you that the psyche of this team is, like, really, I don't know if fragile is the word I'm looking for, but, like, we're always like, yo, let's make sure they didn't check out. Like, let's make sure after this happened or that happened, you got to worry about them checking out. Like, make sure they stay locked in. Do you feel like we kind of look for that or worry about that with this team?
I think we're always looking for something. And so maybe it's that. Maybe it's the check-in. Maybe it's the, you know, the psyche, the mentality. I feel like, again, especially the way last year went, you know, the team starts losing. The De'Aaron Fox stuff, or the, you know, the Mike Brown stuff happens. The De'Aaron Fox stuff happens. And then the, was it OKC? When De'Aaron was still on the team?
Yeah, they got
that blasted. OKC game happens. Yeah, and everyone is kind of like, oh, man, this is it. Mm-hmm. Like, this is it. Like, you could see it. Like, you saw it on the floor. So I think we're so conditioned to, like, the long-winded way of answering your question, yeah, we're always checking for those things because I think we're all feel for, we've seen it.
Mm. And that was going to be my follow-up question. Why do you think that is?
Why. I think the best example is the OKC example last year after the De'Aaron Fox stuff started. You know, there's a large contingent of people, both fans, media, both locally and nationally, who think that the Sacramento Kings should have waited to trade De'Aaron Fox to the offseason. And our thing has always been, that's perfectly fine. But we're going to point you to this Oklahoma City game, and things were going rough for Sacramento leading into that game. And there was an energy to that game that was awful. Mm-hmm. There was an energy from the players. There was an energy on the floor. There were just a multitude of things that just looked bad. And it's like, okay, you could wait till, and that was what, February, the end of January?
Yeah.
Like, you could wait till the end of the season if you want to, but this is basketball now. So if you're ready for this, then, hey, so be it. But I think there was a prevailing fear, and I know there was a concern from us that if this is basketball going forward, we're in big, big trouble. And letting that continue, and we could talk about the harm that last season caused this franchise, you know, for the foreseeable future, the next 2 or 3 years or whatever. It, in my opinion, it could have been significantly greater had you allowed the season to continue, because that was just the start. The Sacramento Kings decided to pounce and move on from it. And I don't know, man. That was a tough stretch for Sacramento. That was a tough game for Sacramento. And yeah, like the check-ins are there.
That game that you talk about in OKC, combined with that whole kind of week, that changed my entire outlook on that. If somebody would have said, nope, we're going to hold on to him and trade him in the offseason, I wouldn't have, like, protested. But I would have been like, man, did you see what happened in OKC? Like, this team is DOA. And like you said, that was going to be basketball, it felt like, at least. That was going to be basketball for the rest of the season. That was Kings basketball. It was miserable. It was people not connected whatsoever and waiting for the other shoe to drop. If you remember, that was that road trip where they played Brooklyn, where everything, I guess, allegedly kind of came out with the De'Aaron side, and they looked off that whole game. De'Aaron ended up coming back. They win. He was pissed off and all this other stuff. The next night, I think it was a back-to-back, maybe a day in between, they go to a depleted Philly team and look just disinterested, look flustered, disinterested. They lose to Philly. Then they lose to OKC. And that week was like, at least for me, it was like, we can't keep living like this. Like, so, something else has to happen. We can't keep doing this. But the original point, because I say that to say, in my mind, I think about losing to Phoenix. I think about even if you lost tonight and Westbrook and minutes and all this other stuff. And it's always like, well, all right, it's going to be a test to see where your mental is. Are you strong enough to deal with this? Are you bought in on the coach and then the team so you don't splinter after a couple things go bad? And I was thinking to myself, it's one game and it's 1 week, and why is it always this constant check-in on whether or not they're tough enough or they're mentally prepared to go through some of the difficult times or anything? And I just wondered, I said, why is that the case with this group? But you laid out perfectly. We've seen it go the other way. We've seen them when they've been confronted with a number of different levels of adversity or moments of adversity. Eventually, too much became too much, and they fell apart and were maybe on guard for when will too much become too much here this year.
Yeah, and I think the other concern about, like, psyche and mental approach and all of that is Wednesday's loss was so familiar, right? A blown 20-point lead. We've heard this story. We can run a rerun. Cold 3-point shooting. We've heard this story. We can run a rerun. You know what I mean? So it was, these are all things that we've experienced before and have, you know, it's like, oh, so it's the same thing. It's like, it's a new coach. It's a new general manager. It's an entire new front office. There's a contingent. There's a handful of new players. The issues that we talked about that plagued that game one, those aren't just last year's issues. Those aren't just DeMar DeRozan era issues. They're certainly not just DeMar DeRozan, Zach LaVine era issues. Those go back to the 44 win season or a 46 win season, excuse me. Those go back to the 48 win season. We saw all of that stuff along the way, and seeing it again with a new group of guys and a new coach in a new front office, I think is what got a lot of people like, it's us. Like, it's the city. Like, we're cursed. The Beam has cursed us. John Fisher has cursed us. Like, Ron Burkle has cursed us. So, like, something has just put something into this franchise where we can't get past these regular issues that plague this basketball team, or these same issues that plague this basketball team over and over again.
I know people talk about they're too small and they don't have enough athletic wings, and the depth, the front court depth is an issue. And I'm not saying any of that is wrong. Do people not remember rebounding was an issue for Beam Team One?
Yeah.
And being able to look like everything was perfect. Then that's when they figured it out. They had the coach and all this other stuff.
Brown, New York Knicks.
Yeah, they had a problem then. And I'm not even saying it's anybody's fault. It's more to your point of these are things as Kings fans and Kings media members and people who follow the team that we've seen for years, regardless of who the personnel was on the court, in the front office. And that may be, you know, where we have a level of PTSD for stuff like that, and team players checking out and stuff like that. I think it was a good sign that we saw guys like DeRozan and Westbrook yesterday talking to these guys immediately and saying whatever they said. I don't know what they said, but just making sure everybody's still here, not panicking, not splintering, and staying collected. I thought that was a good thing, and that's part of the reason why you have guys like that on the roster.
Yeah, indeed it is, man. And obviously we will talk a lot about this throughout the day as the Sacramento Kings head into game number two and game number one at the Golden 1 Center tonight against the 1-0 Utah Jazz. So we got all of that. We will certainly talk about another terrific night of games last night.
Man,
we
NBA got the back.
Oh my God. We've got the Amazon Prime debut of the NBA tonight. That will certainly be interesting to watch.
Just something I was thinking about. Just I'll put a pin in it.
We got that coming up. Mentioned Eddie Gonzalez earlier. We got Bonte too.
Bonte's pulling up. Bonte, Jesse's, he said he's going to be more so 2 o'clock as opposed to the 4-3. Okay. He just let me know that, but he's pulling up on us.
Okay,
I thought Bonte we were Hill, be able to laugh at him today, but unfortunately, we won't.
Yeah, definitely not. Not the way his boys played last night. Goodness gracious!
I was thinking about him with about 2 minutes to go in the game. I was like, "Let's get Bonte on the show today," and then Steph Curry.
Yeah, wait. Yeah, Steph Curry always happens. Always. So we've got all of that ahead. Plus, a Sacramento story that just kind of got pushed to the back burner because of the start of the Kings season, but genuinely curious to get everybody's thoughts on it. That's all coming up. We're thrilled that you're here with us. It's D'Lo and Casey, brought to you by Sky River Casino on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.